The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. Podcast information website Podchaser has launched a new API, allowing podcast apps to use ratings and reviews, credits, and additional features. There's a free and premium tier and an OAuth login to enable ratings and reviews direct from any app or website. Podcasting is a hands-off hobby for Apple, but a big bet for Spotify. So says Gene Munster, who's an analyst at Loop Ventures. Podcast Day 24 has announced a set of new speakers. Sounds Profitable's Brian Barletta, Connell Byrne from iHeart, Lindsey Graham and Francis Harlow, and the hosts of Spotify's A1 The Show, and many more. The event is on June the 7th for 24 hours, kicking off with an in-person event in Sydney, which I'll be at. Megaphone appears to have been added to Eero's Block Ads service. If you use this service or similar, you might discover that no shows hosted on Megaphone currently play. Overcast users do get a helpful error message, though. You can see who hosts a show and privacy information by searching for them on Podnews. The first research in the Netherlands about branded podcasting suggests that a branded show for a lottery had the effect of enhancing their brand and almost doubling the people who wanted to take part. Podcast Movement has published details about the hotel for Podcast Movement 21, which looks quite a thing, and how virtual tickets will work. If you're asking, no, we won't be at Podcast Movement 21 this year due to international travel restrictions, but we'd love to be there next year, hopefully. And I'll be speaking at How to Start a Podcast Live. It's an event that's being run by Podbean. You can use the code PODNEWS for a free ticket to the whole event. And congratulations to Cecile Rondeau Arnaud, who has joined Acast as Associate Partner Manager in France. She joins from Moustique Studio. And in podcast news, Between Two Mics talks with Juleka Lantigo-Williams on finding your ideal podcast listener. And Superhumans says sometimes a story is the best form of medicine. It's just finished season one and they're looking for a sponsor for season two. And that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links, we're at podnews.net.